Hare Krishna. Devotion blossoms in a personal culture, not a personality cult. In Bhakti Yoga, the emphasis that the disciple serve the Guru may seem to support the idea that Bhakti recommends personality cults center on the Guru. But that is not the reality. What Bhakti endorses is not a personality cult, but a personal culture. And the Guru-disciple relationship is a part of that personal culture, an important part of that personal culture. So, actually speaking, the importance in Bhakti Yoga is on person-to-person interaction, because Bhakti ultimately is a matter of love, and love is present between persons. So Krishna is a person, we are persons, and we are meant to delight eternally in personal reciprocations with Him. In fact, that is what happens eternally in the spiritual world. Krishna and His devotees eternally delight in love. And in this world, this is like a training ground. So here, Bhakti culture is like a replica, a preparatory replica to take seekers back to the spiritual world. And what does that preparatory replica involve? Developing person-to-person loving relationships. That's a personal culture. So the Bhagavad Gita tells in 4.34, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastatvadarshinaha. Tadviddhi pranipatena. To know that absolute truth, what should one do? Go pranipatena, with submission, with pariprashnena, with inquiry and sevaya, with service. What should we do? Jnaninas tattva darshinaha. One should go to the seers of the truth, the enlightened seers. And they will enlighten one. So basically, the Bhagavad Gita is telling seekers to go to seers and form a personal loving relationship with them based on submission, inquiry and service. Service is the way love is naturally expressed. When we love someone, we serve that person. And we don't serve just that person. We serve those whom that person loves. And that's how love grows. So similarly, now when we want to love Krishna, we express our love for Krishna, or we express, even if we don't have love right now, our desire for that love, our intention for that love, through service to Krishna. And we serve not just Krishna, we serve those who are connected with Krishna also. That is His devotees. And especially His exalted devotees, like the spiritual master. This helps us to enter into the world of love. Now, this Bhagavad Gita does not support a personality cult, because this verse uses, while referring to the spiritual instructor, it uses plural, jnaninas, plural, approach those self-realized seers, those tattvadarshis. So why? What is the significance of plural? That means the seekers are meant to learn not just from one particular seer, but from many seers. In fact, if we look at the whole fourth chapter of the Gita, there is a tradition in 4.1.2.3, 4.1, 2 and 3, Krishna talks about how there is a parampara in which the spiritual knowledge is coming. Evam parampara praptam imam raja rishayo viduhu. So through a parampara, knowledge is coming down. So there is a tradition, and that tradition has engendered many seers. And the devotee is enjoined to learn from all of them. Of course, there will be one particular seer who will act as the initiating spiritual master. But the relationship of the seeker is not limited to only that seer. One learns from different seers, and through different seers, one gets different kinds of inspiration. In fact, the different devotees of Krishna manifest different aspects of Krishna's all attractiveness. So some devotees may manifest His wit, some devotees His sweetness, some devotees His humor, some devotees His different, like that, different propensities, not propensities, different qualities. So actually, when we thus live in a community of devotees where different devotees manifest different qualities of Krishna, then that community acts like a very fertile ground for the seed of devotion to blossom. And then devotion grows rapidly and sweetly. But in contrast, when there are personality cults, the problem is that they deify the person. Deify means to make into a deity, to make into a god. And in personality cults, that person itself, that person becomes the center of attention, the object of worship. And seekers become distanced from or even divorced from the broader tradition and from the Supreme Lord, who is the actual and ultimate object of devotion. And then the heart devotion cannot grow in such an environment much. Even if that particular person around whom a personality cult is formed is spiritually advanced, still that person is a finite human being. And one's spiritual advancement will be limited to the level of the spiritual advancement of that person at the most. And that too, if one gets constant inspiration from that person. Otherwise, even not that much also. So, these personality cults are definitely not recommended by the Bhagavad Gita, because it doesn't talk about just one seer. It talks about many seers. And when we have a community of devotee seekers and devotee seers, then in that community, we experience a personal culture. And that personal culture is warm, is loving, and it manifests the attractiveness, the all-attractiveness of the supremely warm and supremely loving person, Krishna. It attracts our heart to Him, and then the devotion blossoms, and it fills and fulfills our heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna.